I think I was the average boy. In and out of mischief of most of them, I suppose. But as a boy, if I was to look at myself as I am at the present day, I say, oh, what an old folk he is. But when I look back and think to myself as a boy, I don't think I was any different to anybody else.
I used to be full of life and I used to be a little terror. I think I was rather a funny looking little thing when we were young. I used to like to play with all the boys, I remember that. We used to dress so old when we were young. Oh, isn't she a lovely, pretty little girl? We wore far too many clothes. Father was always saying, come along now, sit on the bed and just drape yourself, and I loved anything like that. We used to wear so many clothes, I think that's why we were smaller, because we couldn't develop. One day I remember I ran home from school and my mother took me back again. Mother would say, well, put another dress on, put your best one on. And people used to say, oh, isn't she a lovely, pretty little girl? Which I must say, I was. I've got a photograph of myself today. A photograph of myself holding the paper on the doorstep in the front garden. And it really is lovely.
I have a photo when I was about 8. And it's a very nice photo. I've got a velvet dress on.
I've got a little silk dress on.
I've got black high button-up boots. And a big white hat with a feather on.
Curly hair. And socks.
I've got mittens on.
And unfortunately, I've got a little pair of booties on. Which used to wear boots those days and not so much as the white shoes and red shoes like they do today.
We used to dress so old when we were young.
Coats long below our knees.
Or rather long and heavy.
And with bonnets with fur around, you know.
And we was always much too hot in the summer. And in the winter we were cold because we still had so many heavy things on our bodies couldn't work properly.
Well, when I was young, we used to dress at that time in sailor suits.
When the curls down your back, done up in mother's crackers overnight.
Although we were boys, and they were very, very pretty, looked very nice.
Best description I can give you of myself when I was young is what my mother said to me. She said, Bobby, you're a bonny little boy, but you'll never be able to blast you or sing. And I can't sing now.
No, I don't think I've changed much since the younger days. I was very slim then when I was having my children. But otherwise, I think I'm all right. I think I'm just an average older person. Neither very smart nor very dowdy, just in between. Myself in the glass, and if I think I look all right, I don't ever think about how I look to anybody else.
I think I'm not too bad. I'm quite proud of myself even today, and I'm very fond of dress still today and look after my clothes, also my hair. I make up, especially if I'm going out anywhere special, which I went to a wedding in June, and I was told I look very, very beautiful. And I did.
Well, I imagined myself to be fairly well-dressed, smart, with appearance, and a certain amount of personnel about me, but I'm very well satisfied with myself.
I don't think there's a lot of alteration in me. I'm the same disposition. If I was to describe myself to anybody, I should say, well, if you look for a stout, round-faced, frizzy-haired woman, you'd see her quite plainly.
I have a round face. Quite a nice colour. I'd be wearing a navy blue Macintosh. A green tam o' shanter, which is rather nice. Brown shoes. And quite lively.
I'm a very short and slim person.
I have blue eyes, and I'm small-featured. I haven't changed very much. I've got slimmer as I've got older.
I'd rather nice hair and good teeth, but I've lost those.
I'm rather thin. I only weigh 6 stone, 8 pound. Wear glasses, and I'm not good-looking.
I'm small-built, very short. I have green eyes and dark hair turning grey. But in build, I'm practically the same.
About 5'7". Pretty upright. Curly hair. Blue eyes. And with a spot on top of my... on the top of my nose, which you can't help but see. If you was to see me, I should be in a sports clothes.
4'1". Hole in the middle haircut. Rather thin. Plenty of blooming cheek. And that's about the lot.
I haven't altered in any way for this last 40-odd years. I'm the same now as I was then.
Definitely... what they call old and decrepit, if you like. You can sometimes scarcely move along the street. Sometimes it's easier and better than others. Other times you can scarcely move along at all. But I always make an effort. As long as I have the walking stick with me, I can push along sometimes better than others. But it's very difficult at times. I keep going as well as possible under the conditions. Sometimes I feel I could get on all right if I got an opportunity, and other times not so good. That's just the way. It certainly is very difficult when you're well over 70 years of age. You're not like what you used to be, by any means.